Introduction to the intricacies of supervised and unsupervised learning. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of The Beginner's Guide to AI, with me, your host, Professor Jep Hart. Today, we delve into a fundamental topic that fuels the engine of many modern AI applications, supervised and unsupervised learning. As we navigate through this episode, you will uncover the essence of these learning paradigms and understand why they are pivotal in the field of artificial intelligence. To kick things off, let's start with an intriguing fact that might surprise you. Did you know that the techniques of supervised and unsupervised learning underpin some of the most common applications you use every day? From your email spam filter to recommendation systems on your favorite streaming services, these learning methods are quietly sorting, predicting, and enhancing your digital experience without you even realizing it. Today, we are going to dissect these two types of learning, exploring their definitions, differences, and real-world applications. Whether you're an aspiring data scientist, a curious technophile, or just keen to understand how AIs can be trained to perform seemingly magical tasks, this episode is tailored for you. So, adjust your volume and prepare to dive deep into the world of AIs, where we decode the technical jargon and bring clear, understandable insights right to your ears. Now, let's embark on this learning journey, breaking down complex ideas into digestible parts that will not only educate but also entertain you. Stick with us as we unravel the layers of supervised and unsupervised learning in today's episode of The Beginner's Guide to AI. Exploring the core of AI, supervised versus unsupervised learning. In this segment, we're going to explore the heart of today's topic, supervised and unsupervised learning in artificial intelligence. These concepts are not just academic, they are the building blocks for many of the AI's applications we rely on daily. By understanding these, you'll gain a deeper appreciation of how AI's learn from data and make decisions. Supervised learning explained. Supervised learning is a type of machine learning where the model is trained on a labeled dataset. This means that each piece of data fed into the machine comes with a correct answer or output. The goal here is for the model to learn a mapping from inputs to outputs, effectively learning to predict the output associated with new inputs. It's akin to a student learning with the help of a tutor who provides answers during the learning phase. Common examples include image recognition where photos are tagged with labels, and email filtering systems where emails are labeled as spam or not spam. Unsupervised learning unveiled. On the flip side, unsupervised learning involves training a model on data that has no labels. The AIs here must figure out the patterns and the structure within the data on its own. Think of it as a student learning without a teacher, having to make sense of the subject matter through exploration and pattern recognition. This approach is often used for clustering and association tasks, such as market basket analysis, where the system identifies products frequently bought together. Contrasts and comparisons. The main difference between these two learning types lies in the presence of labeled data in supervised learning versus its absence in unsupervised learning. While supervised learning can be extremely accurate, it requires a substantial amount of labeled data, which can be expensive or time-consuming to obtain. Unsupervised learning, while more flexible and capable of discovering hidden patterns, may lead to less predictable outcomes and can be more challenging to validate. The depth of learning strategies. Within these categories, there are numerous strategies and algorithms employed to enhance the learning process. For instance, in supervised learning, methods like regression and classification are common, depending on whether the output is numerical or categorical. In unsupervised learning, techniques such as k-means clustering or hierarchical clustering help in identifying groups or clusters in the data. Understanding these fundamental concepts of supervised and unsupervised learning not only helps in appreciating how AIs function, but also in applying this knowledge to develop new, innovative solutions in various fields. Whether it's improving customer experience, enhancing operational efficiency, or creating new product offerings, the potential applications are vast and varied. Stay tuned as we next turn this theoretical knowledge into a more tangible example using something we all love, cake. This will help clarify these concepts further, ensuring that you can not only understand, but also apply these learning paradigms in practical scenarios. The Cake Conundrum: Demystifying Supervised and Unsupervised Learning. To help grasp the intricate concepts of supervised and unsupervised learning, let's delve into an example involving a universally beloved treat, cake. This analogy will illuminate the applications of these learning methods in more relatable terms, simplifying the complex ideas for better understanding. Supervised learning with cake. Imagine you're developing a model to identify various types of cakes. In this scenario, you provide the model with images of cakes, each tagged with its specific kind, such as chocolate, vanilla, or red velvet. The model's job is to learn from these labeled pictures. The input here is the cake image, and the label is the cake type. As you introduce more labeled images, the model starts recognizing the characteristics associated with each type, like the deep red color of a red velvet cake, and eventually, it can correctly identify the cake type in new images it hasn't seen before. This is similar to learning to recognize different flowers by their colors and petal shapes through repeated exposure. Unsupervised learning with cake. Now, consider you have a collection of cake images without any labels describing their types. In an unsupervised learning setup, the model examines these photos to find patterns or groupings by itself. It might notice that some cakes are layered and group them together, while others are topped with fruits and categorize these into another cluster. Using clustering, a key technique in unsupervised learning, the model organizes the cakes based on visible traits such as texture, color, and toppings. The model sorts the data into clusters without knowing the names of the cake types, akin to sorting books into genres based solely on their cover art. Bringing the analogy home. This cake analogy sheds light on the key difference between supervised and unsupervised learning. In supervised learning, the presence of labels directs the learning process, enabling the model to predict and classify new data accurately. Conversely, unsupervised learning involves data exploration without direct guidance, focusing on identifying inherent structures or patterns. Using this straightforward analogy not only makes the AI concepts accessible, but also highlights how different methods of learning from data can lead to diverse outcomes and applications. Whether you're creating a dessert recommendation system or categorizing a large database of unlabeled culinary photos, these principles are crucial for effective AI implementation. We will next explore a case study to see these concepts in action, further enhancing our understanding of the practical applications and challenges involved in both supervised and unsupervised learning. Case study: Enhancing E-commerce with AI. In this segment, we'll explore a case study that demonstrates the power of supervised and unsupervised learning within the realm of e-commerce. This case study will help solidify our understanding of how these learning methods can be applied to solve actual business problems, providing a tangible connection to the theoretical concepts discussed earlier. The challenge. An online retail giant wanted to improve customer experience and increase sales by better understanding customer behavior and preferences. The company had access to vast amounts of data, including customer purchase history, browsing patterns, and product interactions. Application of supervised learning. The first part of the solution involved using supervised learning to create a personalized recommendation system. The company trained a model on historical data where each customer's purchases were labeled with the products they bought. The model learned to predict what products new or returning customers would be likely to purchase based on their browsing history and previous purchases. This predictive model was then used to offer personalized product recommendations to customers as they shopped online, effectively increasing the likelihood of purchases by suggesting items that were in line with their preferences. Application of unsupervised learning. The second part of the solution utilized unsupervised learning to segment the customer base into distinct groups. The model analyzed customer data without predefined labels to identify patterns and similarities in purchasing behavior. By applying clustering techniques, the company could categorize customers into segments based on factors like frequency of purchases, average spending, and preferred product categories. This segmentation helped the marketing team to tailor promotions, emails, and advertisements to specific groups, enhancing the effectiveness of their marketing strategies and improving customer engagement. Results and impact. The integration of supervised and unsupervised learning provided a robust approach to understanding and predicting customer behavior. The recommendation system led to a measurable increase in sales and customer satisfaction, as products displayed were more aligned with individual preferences. Additionally, customer segmentation enabled more personalized marketing, which not only increased conversion rates but also strengthened customer loyalty. Key takeaways. This case study highlights the practical benefits of applying supervised and unsupervised learning in a business context. While supervised learning helped in making accurate product recommendations, unsupervised learning played a crucial role in understanding customer groups without prior knowledge. Together, these strategies empowered the company to make data-driven decisions that significantly enhanced the shopping experience and operational efficiency. As we move forward, we'll translate these insights into a call to action, encouraging you to engage more deeply with the world of AI through our resources. Stay tuned as we continue to explore the impactful world of machine learning in everyday applications. Interactive exploration, your turn to dive deeper into AI. As we continue to unravel the complexities of artificial intelligence, I'd like to invite you to deepen your understanding through a hands-on exploration. Here's a small assignment that could enrich your grasp of the concepts we've discussed today. Assignment: experiment with a simple AI tool. Try out an AI-based tool that utilizes supervised or unsupervised learning. For instance, explore an online platform that offers AI-driven data clustering or image recognition. Observe how the tool groups data or identifies objects in images. Reflect on whether it uses supervised or unsupervised learning based on the behavior and output of the tool. Reading recommendation. To complement your practical exploration, I recommend reading an article or research paper on the latest advancements in supervised and unsupervised learning. This will provide you with a broader perspective on how these technologies are being enhanced and applied across different industries. This interactive element is designed not just to passively learn, but to actively engage with AI, encouraging you to experiment and read beyond this podcast. By doing so, you'll be able to better understand the practical implications and the theoretical underpinnings of these essential AI learning models. Engage with the world of AI. Ready to dive deeper into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence? We encourage you to join our newsletter at argoberlin.com/newsletter. By subscribing, you'll gain access to a wealth of tips and tricks tailored for AI beginners. Whether you're looking to understand complex AI concepts or apply AI technologies in your projects, our newsletter is designed to provide you with the knowledge and tools you need to succeed. Don't miss out on this opportunity to enhance your learning and stay ahead in the rapidly evolving field of AI. Join us today and take your first step towards mastering artificial intelligence. Recap: understanding supervised and unsupervised learning. As we wrap up today's episode, let's revisit the key insights we've explored about supervised and unsupervised learning. These concepts are crucial for anyone interested in the field of artificial intelligence, providing the groundwork for how machines interpret and learn from data. Understanding the basics. We started by defining supervised learning as a method where models are trained using labeled data. This approach is akin to learning with guidance, where the desired outcomes are known, and the model learns to predict these outcomes based on the input data it receives. On the other hand, unsupervised learning does not rely on labeled data. Instead, it identifies patterns and relationships within the data on its own. This method is like exploratory learning, where the model tries to make sense of the data without prior knowledge of the results. Our discussion moved from theory to practice with the cake analogy, simplifying how these learning methods work using the example of categorizing different types of cakes either with labels, supervised, or by discovering patterns in their features, unsupervised. The case study in the e-commerce sector illustrated the practical applications of these learning types. We saw how supervised learning powers recommendation systems, predicting what customers will likely purchase, while unsupervised learning helps in customer segmentation, enhancing targeted marketing efforts. Impact and implications. The ability of AI to learn through these methods significantly impacts business efficiency, customer satisfaction, and technological advancements. Understanding these concepts opens up numerous possibilities for innovation and application across various sectors. Today's discussion sheds light on the foundational elements of AI learning, emphasizing the importance and utility of both supervised and unsupervised learning in real-world scenarios. By understanding these principles, you are better equipped to appreciate the depth and breadth of AI's capabilities and its transformative potential in our lives. Here's another thought-provoking quote that captures the essence of AI's possibilities, from Geoffrey Hinton, often called the godfather of deep learning. Neural networks are quite different from real brains, but they're the first serious models of how brains actually work. This quote is particularly fitting as it acknowledges both the advances and the ongoing challenges in the field, reflecting on our episode's focus on how AI learns and adapts through supervised and unsupervised learning. It's a reminder of how far we've come and how much more there is to explore and understand. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Join us as we continue to delve into fascinating AI topics, providing you with valuable insights and guiding you through the complexities of artificial intelligence. Thank you for tuning in to Sir Beginner's Guide to AI. Keep curious and keep exploring.